Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Oh, hi, Mother Jefferson. I thought you were taking your nap.
I was.
Well, you weren't in there very long.
Louise, a beauty nap doesn't take as long for some of us as it does for others. Besides, I thought I'd come out and cook dinner.
You don't have to do that.
I know, but I'd like to do my share.
You're our guest. Just relax and enjoy yourself.
Louise, you certainly have a way of making me feel useless.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, if you want to cook, you're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you, Louise. Now, George can have a good home-cooked meal for
Hey! Where is everybody?
Here I am, son.
Hello, Mom. Hi, Louise.
Hi, George.
Ooh, I feel great.
Oh, that's nice. How come you're feeling so good?
Why shouldn't I feel good with such a beautiful wife to come home to?
Answer the question, George.
Oh, you don't believe me, huh?
Well, I believe the part about my being beautiful because I know that's true. But there's got to be something else.
Something else? Oh, yeah. The accountant told me the last month was the best month we ever had. But why should that make me happy?
Oh, George!
That's right, Wheezy. Business is booming. People are dirtier than ever. I'm starving. I hope we're having something good for dinner.
Oh, we are, George, because I cook dinner.
Hey, that's great, Mom. What we have?
One of your favorite dishes.
Ribs.
No. Spinach casserole.
Spinach casserole? Where'd you get the idea that was my favorite dish?
From you, George. The last time she made it, you told her you'd never tasted anything like it.
That's right, Mama. Nobody makes spinach casserole like you do.
The secret is my marshmallow topping.
That's what it is, all right.
George, did a Mr. Thompson ever get in touch with you today?
Thompson? Who's he?
Well, he called here a couple of times. He's conducting some kind of business classes.
Business classes? Somebody wants to teach me about business? After what I've done? Remember, I started out with 3 strikes against me. Living in the ghetto, strike 1. No education, strike 2. Being black, strike 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1. I should be teaching them.
That's why he called. He wants you to be a guest speaker.
Me? You jabbing. What school is this dude from anyway?
He didn't say. He just said he would like you to speak to his class about the way to make it in the business world.
Just wait till I tell the girls about this. My son speaking at a college.
Well, I ain't like that, Weez. I never even finished high school. Now I'm going to be speaking at a college, wearing a robe and one of them flat hats with the tassel hanging down. Ain't that great, Weez?
Remember, behind every great successful man is a good woman.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Damn. If only Papa were alive to see me now.
Oh, he'd have been so proud of you.
Yeah. Only I'd never known it.
Huh?
Oh, Papa didn't talk much. He always kept things inside. I never knew what he thought of me.
George, what are you talking about? Your father loved you. I know that now.
Only I didn't find out until his funeral. All his friends were telling me how he was always bragging about me. Too bad I didn't know that when he was alive.
Don't forget that when it comes to your own son.
Yeah, you're right, Weezy. Don't ever let me forget that.
George, shouldn't you be thinking about what you're going to say in your speech?
Ain't nothing to think about. I just tell him how I made it.
How I climbed the ladder of success, rung by rung.
They don't want to hear about ladders, George. They just want to hear about running a business.
I'll get to that, but first I got to inspire them. I just have to tell them that 46 years ago, a baby boy
was born in a cotton field in Alabama.
Applestars, George, applestars. You were born in a hospital, and you know it.
Will you two leave me alone? I know what to say. All I need is a snappy title. What about, From Rags to Riches? Or How to Clean Up in the Cleaning Business?
George always says clever things like that.
I know.
I got the perfect title. The most unforgettable character I ever met. Me.
That's the way, George. Keep it modest.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah?
I'm Charles Thompson. Did your wife tell you?
Oh, she sure did. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Let me have your coat.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure glad to see you.
Yeah?
Oh, this is my wife, Louise. Wonderful woman. Stood behind me on my way up.
How do you do, ma'am?
How do you do?
Please. Oh! And this is my beautiful mother, without whom I wouldn't even be here.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do? Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go start my spinach casserole.
Take your time, Ma.
Beautiful home you have here, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah. It's simple, but comfortable.
Didn't come easy, Thompson. Worked hard for it. Started out with one cleaning store, now got five.
Well, that's exactly why we wanted you to speak at our class. You could give us a whole lot of valuable information about your business experiences.
Well, I figure it's only fair that I should pass on some of my business know-how to them that don't know how.
We appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you must be.
No matter how heavy my work is, I can always find time out for something like this.
Well, those kids in Harlem are sure going to appreciate it.
Oh. What school are you from anyway?
Well, it's not exactly a school. It's a special program that a couple of brothers and myself set up. We're trying to teach the young people in the community how to start their own business.
You mean to tell me I ain't gonna be speaking in no college?
No, you'll be speaking in a basement.
In a basement?
Yes, of a housing project on 126th Street.
You can't wear no robe and tassels in a basement.
What?
Listen, you don't want me. I mean, I ain't that much. Why don't you get yourself an oil millionaire or a president of some big corporation?
Well, I'd be glad to if you can find me a black one. Look, we need people like you. You came out of the ghetto. You've got a successful cleaning store in Harlem. You can show these kids that they can make it, too.
Yeah, Thompson.
Look, it's only a few weeks, one night a week.
Night? Why at night?
Because most people work during the day.
Our first session is this Thursday at 8.
Oh, Thursday? Oh, uh-huh. That's too bad. Fred, I can't make it Thursday.
Why not?
Because that's the night we got that big dinner date planned, Reese. I'm sorry, but...
George, we don't have any dinner date planned for Thursday.
Of course we do, Weezy. That's the night we're supposed to go out with the Willises.
The Willises? We never go out with the Willises.
That's why it's so important. We can't break our first date.
Well, if you can't make it this week, how about starting next week?
Next week? Next week's bad, too.
Well...
And the week after that's even worse.
Look, Mr. Jefferson, why don't you level with me? Now, you were all excited about doing this until you found out it was in the ghetto. You've got a good business in the ghetto. Here's a chance to give back a little of what you take out.
I give back plenty of money all year long. Tell him, Wheezy. Tell him how many checks I send out to black groups every month.
It's true, Mr. Thompson. George is very generous that way.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll write out a check to your group. How much you need? $200? $300? I'll support you all I can.
I'm not asking you for money. I'm just asking that you come to Harlem and talk to us.
Look, I don't mind talking in Harlem. I just mind walking in Harlem, especially in Harlem.
Oh, so that's it. You're afraid to go to Harlem.
You damn right. Nowadays, even the Globe crowd is afraid to go to Harlem.
Well, tell me this. Do you feel safe walking around this neighborhood at night?
No, I take a cab.
Oh, good. For a minute there, I thought maybe you had a prejudice against black neighborhoods.
No way.
Most of the people in Harlem are honest, decent citizens.
I know. They the ones that ain't walking around at night.
And lots of those honest, decent citizens are trapped without any hope. Don't you want to do a little something to help?
Look, I'd like to help, but I just don't have the time. Honest.
Okay, Mr. Jefferson. It's a shame you can't make it, though. I was going to give you such a great introduction.
Yeah? What was you going to say?
Well, I was going to begin by saying something like, what a privilege it was to have a great businessman like George Jefferson visit us.
That's true.
And then I was going to say that you are the owner of one of the best cleaners in Harlem.
The best.
Sure. And then I was going to tell all the brothers and sisters to tell their family and friends to bring all the cleaning over to your store.
Hey, that is a nice introduction.
Yeah. Shame nobody's ever going to hear it.
Hold it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll change my dinner date and come to your class just to see how it goes. But I can't make any promises after that.
That's all I ask. I'll see you Thursday.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to help Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, you know, it feels good doing something noble and unselfish.
Hey, Mom, isn't Pop back from uptown yet?
No, you know your father. Once he starts talking about himself, he goes on and on.
On and on and on, yeah.
They ain't getting away with you. It was the last thing I do. They ain't getting away with this.
But George, what's the matter?
Didn't they like your speech, Pop?
Not as much as they like my delivery van. They ripped it off.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. While I was giving my speech, they stripped my van clean. Took everything. Tires, wheels, carburetor, radio, all clean in the gas.
Oh, George, that's terrible.
Let this be a lesson to you, Louise. Don't ever ask me to do anything nice again. Wheezy, as long as you're writing anyway, would you fill out this insurance form for me?
How can I do that? I wasn't there when the van was ripped off.
I'll tell you what to say. Just write.
Okay. Name of claimant, George Jefferson. Sex, occasionally.
Come on, Weezy, I ain't got no time to fool around.
I know.
Male.
Reason for being at location.
Stupidity.
Was vehicle locked?
Right up to the minute they stole the door.
When was theft first discovered?
When I sat down in the driver's seat and it wasn't there.
I don't think these are the kind of answers the insurance company wants to hear, George.
It don't matter what kind of answers I give them, Wheezy. It's still going to be the same thing.
You're right. They're going to pay up.
No, they're going to raise my premium.
Hi, Mrs. Jefferson. Can I see your husband, please?
I'm not sure he wants to see you.
Who is it, Wheezy? Thompson? Tell him I ain't in.
Mr. Jefferson, I've got to talk to you.
Uh-huh. And what's it about this time? Giving my body to science?
No, we're bringing you back the clothes that were stolen from your van.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Where'd you get them anyway?
Well, let's just say I found them.
Too bad you didn't find the dudes that stole.
Well, we tried that, Jefferson. This here's Train.
Hi. Thanks for trying.
Leader of the bunch that ripped off your van.
What? Okay, Train. I'm gonna kick in your caboose.
Hey, man, this dude is crazy.
Oh, cool it.
I promised him there wasn't going to be any trouble. That's why he came over here to apologize.
Apologize? Apologize? Yeah. This John Turkey rips on my van and will come out with the nerve to apologize? I'm going to give you something to be sorry for, Trump.
You can't take the law into your own hands.
You're right, Weezy. Hello, give me the police.
You said no cops.
No police, Mr. Jefferson. We can handle this ourselves.
Wrong. I can handle it myself.
Ah, you gotta be reasonable.
I'm being reasonable. I'm gonna let him live.
Hi, Pop. Hi, everybody. Ma.
Hello, Lionel.
Train.
Hey, what you doing here, brother?
Hey, Diver. Diver?
You know this thug?
Oh, then what you mean, do I know him? We all know him.
We do?
Oh, now what is this, some kind of joke? This here is Ronnie Walker.
Ronnie Walker? The nice young kid who used to play cops and robbers with Lionel?
No, we used to play robbers and robbers. Nobody wanted to be cops in our neighborhood.
I thought you said his name was Train.
Well, that's his street name.
Because he puffs when he runs.
And they call you Diver because you know how to take a dive, right?
Right.
When did you take a dive, Lionel?
Oh, every week at Old Man Loper's fruit store.
What?
Sure, he was the best. He could throw an appendicitis attack good enough to fool Marcus Weldon.
Yeah. Now, while you were rolling around on the floor, the other kids were stealing the fruit, right?
Uh-huh. Old Man Loper never figured out how you could catch appendicitis 1, 2, 3 times a month.
Lionel, you stole?
It was nothing serious, Mom. Only a few bananas. Everybody did it. Hey, that's the way it was.
That's the way it is. Only now we ain't after fruit, we after bread.
Ronnie Walker, you were one of the nicest kids on the block.
He still is, Mrs. Jefferson. That's why he came over here to apologize.
Apologize for what?
Your old buddy, the nicest kid on the block, is one of the bums that tore my van apart.
Make a habit of stealing vans?
No, ma'am. Most people are smart enough to park under a street light.
Park under a light, Pop.
Look, this ain't no laughing map.
Mr. Jefferson. I'm real sorry my gang ripped you off. But we didn't even know it was your van. Hey, we didn't want to hurt you. Oh, from the looks of your pad here, you ain't hurt much.
And you got your goods back.
Yeah, what about my van? It's probably spread all over Harlem by now.
Won't the insurance take care of that?
Yeah, man, we done you a favor. We took you, now you can take the insurance company.
Train! Now, do you see why we need your help up there at East
Coast? You don't need my help up there, you need handcuffs.
That's the easy answer, Jefferson.
Good, because I don't want to make things difficult for nobody. Now, I'm giving you a choice. Either I call the cops while you're here or after you're gone. You gonna let him do that?
Hey, Pop, don't call the cops. Let's deal.
Deal?
Yeah, Train and me can work this out real easy for you.
Huh?
Hey, go with me.
Yeah, how are we gonna do that, Diver?
Well, he can collect the money from the insurance company, and he can get a brand new van without having to pay for it.
How do I do that?
We could pick up a new van tonight, couldn't we?
Sure. What make you want?
Lionel!
cool, Mom. We could pick up a new van, give it a new paint job. Hey, what color would you like, Pop?
Color?
Red.
Red?
Yeah, red would be good.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about stealing a van?
Like the Bible says, an eye for an eye, a truck for a truck.
Don't get smart, Train.
Don't you get smart neither.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop, but I feel kind of responsible. See, if I had been with Train the other night, we'd have known better than to pick on your stuff.
We? What we?
You mean you've been running around with Train's gang?
Oh, my God.
Oh, ain't no big thing, Ma. It's only once or twice a week, just for kicks.
He's a heavy dude. He's taught us a lot.
Now, hold it, riffraff.
Why don't you call the police now, Mr. Jefferson? You can get two for the price of one.
Lionel, Louise in the kitchen. And you keep your eye on him. When I come back out of there, I want to see my apartment still here.
George!
Hush, woman.
A thief. My own son, a thief. Why'd you do this to me? Why?
It was only to save you from having to give me a bigger allowance, Pop. All I stole were a few diamonds and gold watches and mink coats.
What?
And
See what you've done to your mother? She's hysterical.
George, can't you see he's just putting you on?
I know that. I was just putting him on to see how far he'd go.
Hey, you know I could never do nothing bad like that. Not with you setting me such an example.
Naturally.
Besides, you'd have slapped the taste out of my mouth.
Why'd you have to go and make up a story like that? You scared your poor mother half to death.
He was just trying to make a point, George. If you hadn't had the drive and the luck to get ahead and to get us out of the old neighborhood, there. But for the grace of God goes Lionel.
The other day, the biggest problem I had was finding the right shirt to wear. Train's problem every day is finding a way to stay alive.
Lionel, I just remember, I don't say this often enough. I'm proud of you, son.
Thompson, I'll be up there Thursday to speak to your business class.
That's good, Jefferson.
On one condition, that this guy and the rest of his rat pack come in here and I talk. And I don't want them missing a single word, understand?
You got it.
I want you and your gang right there in the front row with your ears turned on. Silent?
Silent.
He'll be there, right?
Right.
Oh, and Jefferson, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, see you, Train.
Stay cool, Diver.
So long, Ronnie. Oh, George, I'm so proud of you.
Hey, I know, Weez. It's just that George Jefferson is a very special brand of gentleman.
Right on.
That's why I decided to go on with those talks. I mean, it's my duty to share me with the rest of the community.
And I think it's wonderful of you to ask for Train and his gang to come and listen to you. That's really going to help them, George.
No, Weez, that's going to help me.
How?
Because when I look out there and see all that gang sitting in the front row, I know they ain't out there ripping on my van.
Jefferson's was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.